Tomorrow, there's more voting in the 2016 presidential contest. In Nevada, Democrats caucus, while Republicans hold what's viewed as a crucial primary election in South Carolina. To look ahead with us is our political team, Democratic analyst Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican analyst Todd Dombke. Hi to you, Todd.
Good morning.
All right, let's start with the GOP, as we have many times in this campaign season. Donald Trump way ahead again, according to the polls, an average 17 points ahead of Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, who are roughly tied for a second and third in the polls in South Carolina. After his win in New Hampshire last week, Trump predicted he could run the table and win the nomination. Todd, is he on the verge of living up to that boast?
There is a glimmer of hope in a new national poll from NBC, Wall Street Journal, where Trump actually loses his front-runner lead to Ted Cruz by 2 points. But perhaps more revealing in that poll, Trump head-to-head in a matchup with Cruz or Marco Rubio actually loses. But right now, yes, he's in a dominant position. He could be like a runaway train, but Trump might be derailing because Republican leaders see him as a crazy demagogue who would drag the ticket down with him. So just as Trump broke the political rules in going up, he could break them going down as well, losing despite his early popularity.
Marco Rubio, endorsed this week by South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, extremely popular in her home state, South Carolina. Will that help much, Dan Payne?
Well, it doesn't help Rubio as much as it hurts Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush was counting on a fellow governor from the South to give him a boost, a little credibility. It probably gives Rubio a little bit of momentum in a state where he's kind of been stalled.
Ted Cruz, South Carolina was supposed to be the first test of his Southern strategy to attract conservative evangelicals, yet he too is well behind Trump. Is the Cruz plan in jeopardy, Todd?
Well, Cruz could have support greater than his polling numbers, as we saw in the Iowa caucuses. His religious base is strong. They will turn out. He's in second place now, or tied for second with Rubio. But evangelicals also like Donald Trump, so Cruz might not be doing as well in South Carolina as he once hoped.
All right, Jeb Bush, some are calling it his Trump card, using the family name in South Carolina. He called in family members, including ex-president brother George W. Bush, to help resurrect him there. But will it help?
No, it's not going to help. Jeb Bush could bring in Santa Claus, and it wouldn't save him. He's mired in single digits, and the problem is there's no urgency in his message. He's saying, vote for me because I'm me.
Likelihood that the Bush campaign is just simply dead after South Carolina if it's a poor showing.
In one national poll of Republican voters, Bush is at 4%. In Nevada, Bush is at 1%. He's having trouble now pretending to be upbeat. So, yes, he must be contemplating when and how to quit.
Okay, on to the Democrats. In the Nevada contest, the polls suggest that Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are running neck and neck, maybe even dead even. Edge to who, Dan Payne?
Well, it seems like it's a toss-up. Two things have happened in Nevada. Young people have joined their cohort from New Hampshire and Iowa. They saw in Sanders a man who tells them what they want to hear. Free college, no wars, plenty of jobs. Taxes, they don't care about taxes when you're 20 years old. And he's a pop star now, not a politician. And secondly, he's peeled off a significant number of Hispanic voters and leaders that were expected to go overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton.
I'd give the advantage to Bernie in Nevada just because the momentum has been with him since New Hampshire. His young activists dominate social media. Meanwhile, Hillary's campaign seems certainly, by comparison, conventional and defensive. It's hard for her to motivate voters when she's trying to figure out how to change her strategy and her image.
As late as December, she was ahead by 20 points in Nevada, and she's completely lost that advantage. What happened, and does she just simply have to win there, Dan?
Well, she has to win because expectations are that she was going to clobber Bernie Sanders in Nevada. And if she wins, it's no big deal. If he wins, it's a huge deal.
Any sign yet that Hillary Clinton is figuring out exactly what ails her campaign and how to fix it, Dan?
Well, she does seem to be developing a new argument that paints Bernie Sanders as a captive of his own critique. She's saying that Wall Street didn't poison drinking water in Flint, that big banks aren't behind gun violence, and that we can't help poor people by attacking corruption in campaign financing. She's also tied herself closely with President Obama, and that helps her with many parts of the Democratic base, especially African Americans.
Last question. The Massachusetts primary is coming up on March 1st, which is also Super Tuesday, with many states voting. So far, we've not heard about endorsements from three important Massachusetts political figures: former Republican Governor Mitt Romney, former Democratic Governor Deval Patrick, and the current governor, Republican Charlie Baker, who had backed Chris Christie before Governor Christie dropped out of the GOP race. Do you think that any of them are going to throw their support out there before Massachusetts votes in less than 2 weeks, Todd?
I think Mitt Romney will. I mean, he has influence. This is his last chance, perhaps, to have a big impact before the Massachusetts primary. He might be waiting for South Carolina to make it more of a three-man race with Trump, Cruz, and Rubio. But it's hard to believe that Romney wouldn't endorse Rubio. He obviously is not happy with Trump or Cruz. The question about Governor Baker, he seems to be afraid to act on his stated opposition to Cruz and Trump. He endorsed Chris Christie in New Hampshire, and then he went out, and then Baker happily went back to neutrality. He doesn't want to alienate Democrats and moderates who support him. But at some point, even Democrats and moderates will say, wait a minute, Governor Baker, you had a chance to stop Trump in Massachusetts, and you did nothing. I think people expect leadership from the governor, not just efficiency in terms of governing.
Dan Payne.
Deval Patrick is under no pressure to endorse anyone. He's not actively involved in politics. Now, Mitt Romney might, as Todd says, but he no longer lives here. It's pretty well known that he's moved out of Massachusetts. I don't know if he has any sway in this state.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again. Democrat Dan Payne.
You're welcome, Bob.
And Republican Todd Domke.
Good to be with you, Bob.